Good evening, everybody. This is the Marcus Today End of Day podcast. General advice only, not suited to your personal financial circumstances. Not a bad day today. We had a 70-point rise yesterday in the ASX 200. Futures this morning suggested we'd be up 46 and we closed up 45. We were at 51 at best. And we closed over 7,010. Well done us. Plus 0.7%. Our market's now up 4.4% in a straight line in the last 4 days. Over the same period, the Nasdaq's up 6.96% and the S&P 5.98%. And in a similar fashion to yesterday, our market was marked up and then went sideways. As I speak, the Dow futures are up 92. They were up 123 not so long ago. They're coming off the top. But it's all academic because we have the US CPI number tonight, 10:30 p.m. our time, and anything could happen from here. Consensus for that number, if you're looking out for it, if you don't have a life at 10:30 p.m. the headline CPA should drop by 0.1% month on month, and the headline number dropped from 8.5% to 8.1% year on year, thanks to the drop in energy prices. Core CPI is expected to rise from 5.9% to 6.1%, and that excludes food and energy prices, so other prices still going up according to the strategists or the forecasters. So plenty going on today and good stuff mostly. Gold had a better day. Our new writer Stuart McPhee wrote his first technical section today, and there was a little bit of a focus on Newcrest, which is the biggest gold miner. That dropped 0.1% today, but some of the others doing a little bit better. Northern Star up 3.8%, Evolution up 1.7%, Regis up 1.5%, St Barbara up 0.5, Resolute up 4.0. So gold having a better day. Let me just check the gold sector for you. Everybody's waiting for the pivot point on this sector. It has in the past been a fabulous money maker for people. And there you go, just done the calculation. The sector is up 9.3% in the last 4 days. It's an interesting sector. Maybe I should add a gold stock or two to the ideas section, because the US dollar has been going up relentlessly. And in just over a year, it is up a massive move for currency, especially the reserve currency of almost the whole world. It's up 20.6% in just over a year. That means everything priced in US dollars has become 20% more expensive in the last year. And it's been racing up as a safe haven currency when the world worries about economic growth, and in particular higher interest rates and the impact that has on global growth. The US dollar goes up. It is the place to be if you are worried. And suddenly, the US dollar in 4 or 5 days off about 2.5%. That is a big, big move for currency. And at the same time, gold, which has an inverse correlation with the US dollar because it's priced in US dollars, gold has been going up. If this CPI number tonight confirms some sort of inflation peak and therefore interest rate peak, it'll create some pressure on the US dollar as global growth fears also dissipate, and it should be good for gold. So gold, a bit of a trade if this inflation number comes in soft. Mind you, having said that, if this inflation number comes in soft, there are going to be 1,000 things to buy apart from gold. Technology stocks will take off, interest rate sensitive stocks. All the hot sectors will get hotter. Risk on sentiment will bubble. You might get left behind playing the gold sector. Anyway, gold sector having a better day today. I waffle. Resources sector a little bit subdued today. BHP down a bit, Fortescue down a bit, Rio up a bit, energy pretty quiet as well. Woodside up 0.9, Santos up 1.6, Origin up 1%, Worley's up 2.3, Ampol up 2.3. Coal stocks mixed, few up, few down, nothing material there. Coal price was down a little bit overnight. But more interesting, especially for me and Poseidon Nickel, was the nickel price having a turnaround. It's up 22% in 7 days. I'm going to have a look at all the metal prices tomorrow. It's been up 13.7% in 2 days. And all the nickel stocks are beginning to look a little bit more fruity. IGO up 2.1% today. PNR up 10%. POS up 7.4%. Nickel Mines up 3.7%. That's up 17% in 4 days. Healthcare looking shabby today. Ramsey Healthcare has dropped 10.4%. The KKR consortium that's bidding for it has said that they they may have to accept a lower offer, and the company say there may be no deal after all. I think that's below where it was before KKR bid for them now. Not much else happening in healthcare. Amongst the stock market stocks, Macquarie up 0.7, MFG up another 2.5. That's up almost 14% in 5 days. Is that the resurrection of MFG? If the market goes up, it may well be. It is a stock market related stock, and those platform providers, Premium Hub and NetWealth, charging at the moment up 4.7, 5.7 and 1.9%. All tech sector a bit quiet. SQ2 down a touch. No real movements there. Most of them up a bit. Xero up 1.9, Seek up 2.2, REA up 1%. One of Hemry's old favourites, Brainchip up 5.8%, Zip up 4.5%, and trading favourite Novonix up 7.5%. That's up 21% in the last week. And if you think that puts you off buying it, it's still down 27% from where it was just a month ago. If the hot stocks get hotter, Novonix has got plenty of upside yet. Travel stocks very quiet. Consumer stocks pretty good. Domino's. I added Domino's to the ideas portfolio today. Up 4.2%. Kogan up 3.2%. CCX up 4.6%. But Redbubble down 4.6%. LYC down 0.3% today despite announcing some production issues due to lack of water. Lithium stocks just flying along. PLS up another 3.7%. It's up 237% from below $2 to $4.74, 237% since June. Brokers upgrading, forecasts being upgraded. It is the place to play whilst we wait for the rest of the market to develop a trend. Mineral resources hitting all-time highs. Ioneer up 6.9% today. Greg will like that. Allkem up 3%. Vulcan up 9.9%. Liontown up 1.4%. And trading favourite CXO up another 4.7%. You probably saw all the stuff about Star Entertainment. If you haven't, it'll be on the telly. A 946-page report which looked at evidence of breaching and anti-money laundering measures, evading tax, misleading the banks, facilitating banned gambling and operating a secret gambling room at their casino has qualified them not to hold a license, but the New South Wales gaming watchdog says it's got no choice but to let them keep their license and keep the casino open because they are effectively too big to fail. There'd be too much collateral damage for employees and shareholders, let alone the New South Wales economy. So like Crown Casino, they're allowed to stay open, although they do have to answer a show cause notice about why they should not have disciplinary action taken against them. And they'll reply to that in 14 days anyway. Casinos. Right, that's about that. Another good day today, but it's all subject to what happens at 10:30 tonight, that US CPI number. If we can survive that, it may be time to go all in, or maybe not.